Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Touchdown, Arkansas!
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton. Presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
What's up?
You freshly back from the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, we went to Florida over the weekend.
And you said you brought me some beer, but you're going to give me some beer, but
that is still a true statement.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Bring it. No, actually, I didn't forget. I hadn't been home.
Yeah.
We're short.
That's fine. I don't want that beer riding around in your hot car all day and getting oxidized. So.
Oh, you haven't been home at all or just today?
No, man. I went.
We are short a delivery person. So this week, not only did I sell beer, I delivered that beer that I sold.
That's fun,
all day
though,
today.
Isn't it?
That's dedication.
If I got to deliver it all and it helps me sell it, I'm right there.
That. That voice you hear, many people will know out there.
Hey, everyone.
Speaking up, not only is he one of our best guests, he's also a fine sponsor of this radio show that helps me and you make zero money. So, but he keeps the show on the air.
And I'm always dropping some tidbits about New Province tonight. John's going to do all the dropping.
Yeah, you don't have to do it tonight.
Because I know they got good stuff going on right now.
So I got to tell you, I went, we didn't have a show. No, we had a show 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we're consistent.
And I think I had just gotten back, went down to Georgia, and which I knew it was going to be good beer, but picked up some New Realm, Lazy Like a Fox. I think it was
Hazy like a Fox. Yeah.
Actually drank. I'd had it before, but it'd been a while, or it may have been another iteration of it. Man, that was really good. I know you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is a segue, but
yeah,
I
was going to say.
But what happened to New Realm?
Well,
what we're talking about, one of the original
Mitch
brewers
Steele,
at Stone Brewing, which was everybody's favorite in the day, started his own brewery called New Realm, and now the word is that he is going to be
operations, because you know, I didn't realize this. I saw the other day they brewed 146,000 barrels of beer last year.
Oh, wow.
And are continuing to grow. And I will say this, I think a lot of it is contract brew. That they're making beer for other people.
Are we talking about Abita or New Realm?
Abita.
Abita, yeah.
His name, what's the guy's name? You just said it, didn't you?
Mitch.
Mitch Steele.
Yeah.
Left New Realm and has now joined Abita.
But I thought he was an owner.
I did too, but I don't know. Maybe he was just the guy that they brought in to say, hey, get this thing. I mean,
we need to know
you come
more.
From a pedigree. But maybe we could get him on the show since Abita is
high quality.
Say, there's all kinds of owners.
There's all kinds. You know that very well. So.
I know that he's behind a lot of quality beer, and Abita is a consistent, good brewery, and I think the addition of him might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do too, and that was just happened to be a great segue because that's exactly where I was going, and you donned, but
And you brought me some New Realm, so I appreciate that.
But I was surprised when I saw that number of how much barrelage they are making, because Beta, to me, they make some great beer, but I haven't had a ton of their stuff in the last 10 or 15 years, really.
I think I regularly drink the strawberry.
I did before it got here, and then once it got here, I'm kind of like, I can see it all the time. But
Andy Gator.
Yeah, but do we know how many states that brand's in? I mean, it's probably a few.
I would suspect, and if I'm not mistaken, we have a local beer here that's where all their product is made. As well.
I didn't know. Can we say their name?
Well, man, they are. Yeah, I don't care. They are a brewery here. They just don't have a brewery anymore. Diamond Bear.
Oh, they do the Beta?
I'm almost positive most of their stuff. It was at one time not too long ago. Is it being made in
Morrilton
now?
There's so many rumors, so I can't believe anything. But, especially after the latest Black Apple thing.
Yeah, we heard many things. Rumors are flying everywhere about that.
But
that's the beer business. There are no secrets in the beer business.
Yeah, I heard.
At one point, I heard I bought them, and then I was like, "Hey, what?" Actually, I think I bid.
It goes back to being an owner, but not.
Tell us what finally happened to Black Apple. Now we've heard.
I'm assuming it's official that Core
Bryce
or
know
are they
official?
Known as Scarlet Letter now?
I haven't seen anything, but I do know what's going on. I do know we sold them. We will continue to sell them when they start producing, but until I see something official from their Facebook page or they put out a press release, I'm not going to say anything.
We'd heard all kinds. John had heard Bubba Brews, and I heard Bubba Brews, and then I was like, Bubba Brews bought, and then when I was in Hot Springs yesterday and realized how big a presence Bubba Brews has in Hot Springs, I thought,
So do they have the new facility down there yet?
They are building it, but I don't know if it's...
They've got a ton of
canned
beer.
All I saw was the rendering, and it looked massive. But
well, I went to the new 421 Beer Garden. I don't know if you've been there yet.
I have not.
20-plus taps, maybe 30 taps, and tons of canned product in coolers. It was packed. The outside was packed. It's a great, great spot. Super nice. They seem like they had probably 10 different Bubba Brews beers. And I tried the one that is dedicated to George, they made for George. It was an Italian Pilsner, which I thought was just so fitting. And it was a good beer. It was a nice Italian Pilsner.
George was a great person.
Yeah, I think everybody in the beer world knew George. Good guy.
Yeah.
We should all aspire to be George. It sounded like every customer he had loved him, Yeah. I'd never heard a bad word about him. But anyway, he passed away a year or two ago, and they made a beer for him. And Bubba Brews is apparently rolling on down there, man.
Well, good for them. Yeah, because aren't they going to have a distillery attached to it as well?
That's what supposedly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of distilleries, I'd remembered when we had our friends on from Camden at Native Dog that that's been years ago. We need to get those guys back on.
Yeah, we do. I talked to Bobby recently.
But I remember them talking about a distillery going in next to them. And lo and behold, about 2 weeks ago, I saw something about the distillery down in Camden, and I was like, oh, wow, they did. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was either the local sheriff or the local police chief that was building it, if I remember right what they were talking. But that's another one we're going to have to get on. Our booking department is going to have to get on it. I mean, they did fantastic this week.
Yeah, tonight we got our number one guest.
The booking department. Scott and Bryce you were early edition. You weren't late.
Actually, yeah, I talked to him like Monday, which is really early.
That's early.
Typically Wednesday.
If we hadn't reached out to you, if we start reaching out to you by Thursday about 2:00, then that's a late edition. I mean, like we had Joe Scythe 2 weeks ago, and we actually reached out to him that Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, man, I feel like I was a replacement. I was like, no, you weren't. That's how we do it. Thursday morning trying to find a guest for
the night. Well, I knew that the 10th anniversary was coming up. And
we're just celebrating anniversaries. Last show we did Moody Brews 2 years was their week, and
it's been
10 years for you guys there, John.
That's 10 years.
And
you've been there 3 years?
I've been there four.
4 years. Wow.
I remember being in here 4 years ago, almost
talking
to the day.
About it.
Yeah, talking about it with Heather.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So fast.
4 years. Yeah. Okay. Well, they've been open 10 years.
Yes.
And
John probably feels like it's been about 20, though. But
Well, I don't know. For when you started,
it's a lot, but yeah, it's gone. Well, it's gone fast, but I mean, it does seem like.
Yeah.
But when you started for them, I don't think you'd had much of their beer, had you?
Well, to be honest, no.
They weren't statewide or anything.
Well, I think they were at that time, but not to the scale that we are now.
Because when I first had them,
they were much smaller.
Here. I'd get them when I went
than
up
they
there.
Were.
Yeah.
If it I were, was, yeah,
you know, mostly located in.
But North it's West, always been in the same facility, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's been there for 10 years. Some of the beers are probably the same. I think Fallen Queen was probably out immediately.
Yeah, I believe Fallen Queen. I'd have to believe that King. There was a
Philosopher King. Yeah, that was probably early.
There was a porter, and I'm trying to think what there was. I feel like it was a coffee porter.
I remember the porter. Did you adjust those beers through the years, or they evolved, or is it?
We had. I was thinking about like bringing back the coffee porter at some point. You know, as just a one-off. But
yeah.
I love those beers.
Well, I think that's a great thing to do over the years of, hey, what was something we had that was a great beer we made with that for whatever reason we just decided to quit making it, maybe styles evolved.
Greatest hits. And,
but
greatest
bring them
hits
back.
Album.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
greatest
did,
hits album.
What was it? We should have done it again this year, but last year we did a, I think it was last year, could have been the year before, but we did a March Madness bracket for like all the old beers.
Yeah.
And again, I believe it was another original, which was the Pale Ale.
Y'all brew it after the
after it won, then we brewed.
You know what? That may be a great thing y'all should do every March. You know,
yeah. Again, I wish we'd have done it again because it was fun.
Hey, we're great for ideas after the fact. It's the before the fact that we're
staying
terrible
in front of it. Yeah, that's a different story.
Call it March Gladness.
Ooh,
see, we're
glad you do.
Or
it.
Do a bracket
on AI. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking up. I'm looking up the name of some of the original beers that I forgot.
Here you go. Do a World Cup bracket and then do a beer bracket for World Cup, and there you go. You could do the bracket that way.
That's pretty good. I don't know what's different in the World Cup bracket.
Well, I don't
so
know.
Commoner was Yeoman.
Yeah,
that was the porter.
That
right?
was the porter. Okay. Was it a coffee porter?
No, it just says regular
porter. It's just porter. I think there's coffee versions.
Now he's
of it.
Checking.
English style porter, brewed locally sourced Mountain Bird whole coffee beans.
So now I do remember going there back in, I want to say it was 17 or 18, and that was my favorite beer that I had tried there.
The Bryce doesn't like coffee beers.
I don't like coffee, but there are coffee beers out there that I actually like because it's not full blown on coffee. Now Scott Googled that, and next thing he's going to do is go look on Untappd and see how many times he drank the beer.
I only had it once, unfortunately.
he already looked.
The other one I was trying to think of was Civilian.
Civilian was the one we rebrewed. I couldn't come up with the name.
Yeah, so. That was a pretty standard American Pale Ale, if I remember. I did have that. That and Zwinger, I think, were the first beers I ever remember. Zwinger.
Yeah. So you've
done that more recently.
We actually. Just redid the base for a collaboration we did with a nonprofit called Babe Brew. It's actually out now. I wish I'd have brought some. I
meant Babe Brew.
Yeah, it's a tropical sour. Yeah.
Do you find sours are still going?
I mean,
it's funny. We have a sour, and some places it just goes like crazy. You put it on, and everybody's like, "Oh, sours are so great." And you send it somewhere else, and it don't move for months.
What also, I kind of feel like 5 years ago, all I drank was pretty much sour.
I did a lot of sour.
And my taste has evolved into now I'm drinking a lot of hazy IPAs.
So it's our fault.
So it's really? it's
our fault.
And 5 years from now, I'll be on to something else.
4 years ago when I guess almost moved to Northwest Arkansas, I didn't really move there, but spent half my time there, but I went in and tasted everything on the wall, and the Amber Ale, Commoner Amber Ale, was my favorite beer, hands down. For the 10th anniversary, we're doing a collaboration with Bullet Bourbon, and so they were kind enough to give us some barrels, and we had one extra barrel that we couldn't fill, so we filled it with Commoner.
Yep.
This is it. So this is.
These are both.
Oh, we got a Commoner side by side.
This is the original. If you want to pass those around,
and we have a barrel
that
aged.
Is the barrel aged version.
Not very often do we get to hang on you.
And so this will.
It's two beers, Scott. Are you? Oh, yeah. I see. You're like sizing up the one with the most.
There's plenty to go around.
Yeah.
Wait, I've got an argument.
Is it Bullet bourbon or Boulet bourbon?
It is Bullet.
It is Bullet.
I've heard this from the company, so
I'm double checking.
I asked.
I don't know. I don't deal with a lot of the name brand bourbons and stuff, and I don't deal with any bourbons really. I'm going to go with John. He feels pretty confident in this.
I'm confident now.
He don't know.
Well, here's the reason I say I feel confident. He actually talked to somebody there. He got barrels from there.
You would think, yeah.
Scott just drinks it at the house, and by the third or fourth drink, he's calling it Boulet. So
okay, it does. It says AI, which has never been wrong ever, says it's Bullet. And it does not use French pronunciation, i.e. Boulet. There you go.
So, John, just to refresh our listeners out there, tell us a little bit about the commoner that I just had, and I can definitely – I'm sniffing the
– Commoner's your – I mean, I say a typical amber ale. I say it's probably more styled towards something like almost like Shiner Bock with ale yeast.
Yeah.
I mean – we do have some adjuncts in there, but
man, it's just such a crusher.
It's just it's a great beer, but
well,
the barrel character on this thing though blew me away.
I haven't done it yet.
If you could smell through the radio what I'm smelling right now, I feel like I'm fixing to take a shot of whiskey.
How did you not bring us a bottle of bourbon to go side by side? We could have done a little.
Funny you should ask. I didn't bring one. But
I thought he was fixing to do.
I could have
for the
one.
Anniversary. We're actually doing a. Glass of the barrel aged commoner with a sidecar of Bullet.
Oh. Yeah. See, he said sidecar.
Well, that's the proper term. That's the proper term.
I hate it when people say, well, I got a little shot up. No, you didn't. That's a sidecar. Yeah. Did you grow up?
And it's a $3 sidecar.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't go.
Why can't you go?
There's wrestling at the ballpark Saturday night.
Here's the bad thing about it, John.
You got wrestling?
Can you push back your anniversary? You push it back 1 week? Because I'm actually going to be in Fayetteville.
There
the
is a lot of bourbon.
Weekend.
There might be some wrestling.
Okay. All right. That first segment flew.
Well, there'll be wrestling
by there. I'm going to turn your mic off, Scott. You hadn't even drank. You've had two sips. So, all right. When we come back, we're going to talk about this 10th anniversary, and I think I see something about some goats. Did you know that?
I did.
Did
not
you
know
that?
Goat.
He knows that. All right. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on college action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. And for a limited time, new Arkansas customers get started with $300 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available in Arkansas. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only, $5. First deposit required. Bonus issue as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, can I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemon. It will be nice of a fight from the top to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, bar cross. Got the bait on the front board. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Give me a frosty mug filled with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double scoop, I'll take from the fountain. Real good sound, chocolate ice cream.
You're good, what?
This beer?
Yeah.
John just gave us. I like, and John and I have talked about this before, you know, a lot of times you get a bourbon barrel aged beer, and it's just so big and kind of unapproachable. I don't know what the ABV is on this, but this drink's really nice because I'm someone that likes to sip bourbon. I don't. What's the ABV on the bourbon
barrel? I mean, that's 5.5 for this one.
So few people are doing low alcohol barrel aged beer. So maybe it picked up
a few tenths.
Barrels are expensive.
Yeah.
Well, how much?
These were a gift.
So if that, would you say that's 5.5? Maybe it picked up a tenth or two in the barrel.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, picked up a nice little 53 nose. 53 gallons in there. You know,
yeah. There's not that much left over. I mean, yeah.
It doesn't smell boozy. It smells like there's a lick of bourbon in there, and then it tastes.
It does. I don't even
super
get
super clean.
But the difference in the two, though, I mean, it's so much character in comparison. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean,
it's got more depth to it. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is good.
Yeah. But you can get into those 15% barrel-aged beers where you can line them up, and it's hard to tell some of them apart. Not all of them. I mean, there's different characteristics. But you know what I mean? When they get so big and
they can just.
John's
be a big
pretty much saying
swallow.
Your tastes suck because he's
I understand what he's saying. I mean, you like line up a bunch of imperial stouts.
Yeah,
I think you get
that
more. Care.
One blends into the other, and next thing you know, by your third or fourth, that they all taste the same.
Yeah, but if you're dumping, if you're putting a 15 or 12% beer, is more common, I guess, in a barrel. I don't know that you get as much nuance as you do when you put it in these lower ABV beers. I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying. I can really get some nice notes of
Scott,
kind of oakiness.
We do have a follower on Facebook that agrees with you and calls it Boulay.
They're my man.
But, you know, we'll take it from the guy
AI already cleared it.
We've got a winner.
Yeah, AI.
I know more than AI.
John.
I'm just going with the company told me.
Yeah, I would believe you. If I'm putting money on it, I'm putting it on you.
I'll drink Boulay bourbon or Bullet bourbon, whichever you serve me.
So, John, 10 years, you guys got a bunch of things coming on.
We do.
And I said something about goats, and Scott thought I was kind of crazy. And I know you probably got a lot more you want to get into, but you guys are.
Is it goat wrestling? Because I will change my plans.
It's.
Well,
and here's a trivia question.
I don't know how long that would last, but
here's a trivia question: does he have something with goats and yoga? Because I know for a fact this is not the first brewery you've been a part of that you've had goats and yoga combined.
Oh, was there Rebel Kettle goat yoga?
There was some goat yoga.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Like baby goats running everywhere.
Maybe it's John that likes the goats.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, but
I mean.
You probably get a little back massage in there while you're doing yoga.
I've never done it myself.
I haven't either. I would do cat yoga. I think that would be fun. Of course, our cats would just ignore what we're doing. So
yeah, what would they do?
Stay out of the way, probably. No, ours would probably get in the way.
I had a good joke, but I don't think it's right for
air appropriate.
Yeah, air appropriate.
Let's leave that one alone.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to be kicked off the air.
All right. Well, I actually came with notes because there's no way I could have remembered all this.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of
stuff. You're prepared.
Wait, now what time? It's this Saturday.
I usually
Saturday.
Try to wing it in here, and it never works
this
out.
This Saturday, what time does it start? What time are you opening?
Noon.
So noon this Saturday at the brewery in Rogers, 10th anniversary of New Province Brewing Company. You got a lot happening.
Have a lot happening. Starting it out, we've got Bomb Barbecue food truck there. They'll be providing food all day starting at noon till they sell out. Also at noon, we're dropping the barrel-aged commoner. Almost dropped it on the counter here.
He does.
Good way to start. Low ABV. Yeah,
yep, low ABV. First 25
people.
He does
have another special bullet. Yeah.
Yeah. First 25 people will get a free 12-ounce glass that purchased the commoner. You can also buy the sidecar, a bullet, for $3. That's the way to go, right?
That's worth it just to get, you know, for $3, you get a sidecar, a bullet.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to taste it side by side. I mean, there you go. Also, all day there, Arkenstone's Jewelry will be there. They're a permanent jewelry artist. She'll be running several specials that day as well. And at 2 p.m., we'll be dropping the Bullet Bourbon Barrel-Aged Wee Heavy. The Bullet
at
Bourbon team will be on site.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
With swag and obviously with other party favors. Also starting at 2, we've got a local folk rock band called Burning Furniture that will start up.
Well, that is a great name.
Right?
Never heard of them, but I love the name.
They'll play from 2 to 5.
Are they heavy metal? Because I feel like that's something you would want
It's Smashing Pumpkins, it's Burning Furniture. Yeah. It's like a...
I feel like that's
folk
something.
Rock. How's that heavy metal?
Well, I don't know. I'm just that
but
sounds it, like.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
That sounds like something I'd want to do after listening to heavy metal.
Burn some furniture. Fair.
You're not coming to my
then
house.
At 6 p.m. Sunset Yoga with Greedy Goats Yoga.
Oh,
they'll be there from 6 to 8. You can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite.
Greedy Goats.
John's like, I'm done now. I can leave. He's
no,
like, I'm done.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I've still got stuff. Good Lord, keep going.
Well, I'm curious. I'm curious if we have a little bit of the wee heavy.
This is where we're going.
Okay.
All right. I have a question on what we've talked about. this food truck. I've not heard of them. Can you tell us a little bit more about these
guys? I wish
I
could. I'm assuming it's just a barbecue truck.
What was the name of it?
Bomb Barbecue.
I mean,
right?
Come on.
You know.
All right, I'm looking them up.
Yes. I mean, see?
I'm always good.
I'm trying
for
to talk Scott into coming There's, up and leaving the.
Well,
house.
I just know. Can you, like I said, can we postpone it a week? Because I'm going to be in Fayetteville the following weekend for volleyball. And can we just cancel this weekend and just move it a week for me?
You
can
I think I got Arkansas Times Craft Beer Fest next week.
Oh, yeah. That is Friday night.
Yeah. Sorry, Bryce.
No, it's fine. I'm actually. While we will be there, I will not be there. So anybody that's listening
not gonna be there either.
That wants to come out and see me, you will not see me there.
Come and have some Southern
But we
table,
will
though.
Be well represented with people, and they should let y'all set up close to our place, Scott.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be there. I'm not going to be there, so it doesn't really matter.
I was really going to be there, but
speaking
I forgot
of,
I had a trip.
You were talking about what you got to do this weekend. Tuesday, the Travelers opened up here in town.
Went to that.
And you guys got stuff out there. I've got stuff out there. A lot of people have stuff out there. But
we have cans
how was
and
the
draft.
How was the crowd Tuesday night? They won,
good
got
crowd.
A win.
Yeah, good crowd.
I noticed yesterday on Kids Day, which
I will not attend
Yes, you will hear. Years ago, it was like Baby Shark, all you ever heard, or SpongeBob SquarePants song.
I don't know how you even heard that with all the screaming.
Exactly, but that's me. It's great for them to get a bunch of kids out there, but not great for the, I don't even want to say diehard fan, the casual fans that we are.
Oh, it's an awesome thing for kids. Like when I was in school, that would have been so great to go to a game for the day. And they set them up with like each kid gets hot dog and a, I don't know, popcorn or something.
They should do an adult night like that where each like
every
drop your husbands off at the ballpark and each husband gets a thing of popcorn, a beer, and a hot dog or nachos, you know. And,
that's $3
for one
Thursday.
Price.
You're talking about $3 Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Which we'll be a part of this year, and I'm sure you guys will be too. So
no, it was a good crowd. It was great to be back. I love Trav's. He's been going for many years. You know how big that stadium is. You don't see a lot of homers. Trav's hit 3 home runs. Like, I can't remember the last time the Trav's hit 3 home runs in a game at home.
I don't know it's if we call him our boss, but he kind of controls if we're on the air or not. But I think our buddy, Mr. Aker, was sitting
there
in the fancy seats that night.
Yeah, he's big time, though.
Yeah,
I was like, lucky to be
I saw some pictures.
I in the back row.
Yeah. Well, you're a season ticket holder. Anyway, but we're going to have to maybe get Sophie on or somebody over at the Travelers and talk about
Sophie and
beer
Justin
and basically what their selection is over there and maybe what to mirror a week maybe when they're off and we've got a show and get them, or at least if they could call in, or maybe if Sophie's listening, which I doubt she is.
Of course she is.
You know what would even be better? Maybe we could broadcast a Thursday night from like the beer garden.
Oh my God, there would end up being wrestling and goat yoga and a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it gets.
Oh no, I think that could be fun.
Now that they allowed kids out there, remember when it wasn't kids because it was smoking allowed? I hated the smoking, I gotta admit. But now there's kids, it's settled down a little in the beer garden. I mean, the right fielder for the visiting team does still take a pretty good beating.
Well, I'll say this: I went banana ball night. And that place was packed, but the easiest place to get a beer in that whole place was the beer garden.
Oh.
But it might have to do with something, the fact that they probably had 75% kids in that place that night.
Yeah.
And therefore, the lines were not nearly as long for beer. Now, I went and got my daughter a hot dog. Now, we won't talk about that line, but the beer lines were not long.
I'll get you flip side coming up. Next Wednesday night, I sound like I'm giving a promo for the Travs now. Next Wednesday night's the Razorback game at Dickey Stevens.
Wednesday or Tuesday?
Everybody in there.
I believe it's Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
They don't play on Wednesdays. Razorbacks. Oh. Yeah.
Tuesday. Well, then I'm not giving a promo because I don't even know the day the game
is. Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
I might be there too.
I'm going to be there Wednesday too. I'm just going to be the only one in the park, just sitting there looking like a fool. Yeah. So I'll be there Tuesday as well.
You could drink some.
Everybody drinks at that game. Like,
they
can't make enough beer for that night in that ballpark.
You go from, don't get me wrong, did you guys make it to Banana Ball?
Yeah. Yeah, we went.
Banana Ball was great.
It was.
It was a different, it's the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, But the atmosphere is definitely a kid-friendly party atmosphere. Now, you go to the Razorback game, like you said.
No, it's serious.
While we're still ranked, the way we're playing this year, the drinks may be consumed a little bit more.
Well, no. According to Mr. Justin Acree,
yeah,
one of my mentors,
yep,
win or lose, we booze.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There was a great shirt made one year from Rock City. I think it was the
I thought Justin
Bielema.
Made it up.
No, there was a shirt for Rock City Tees that
win or lose.
I don't know where they heard it. Maybe they heard it from him, yeah, but it was win or lose, we booze. And I think it was during the Chad Morris era.
Oh, God.
When that shirt came out.
Speaking of boozing, John Lee has poured us up something really nice here.
Yeah, this is the bullet barrel aged strong Scottish ale.
So this is the official
10th anniversary
New Province beer.
Yep.
Now, did you guys can any of these? Are these going to be available to purchase to go, or is it all basically
it is,
draft?
No, it's draft and can. Not much.
Woo!
That is. Keep in mind, this isn't fully carved. I pulled it out of the bright tank today.
It's still. It's still.
It is going to. We're going to package it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's got some booze.
It is.
That's good.
It is boozy.
Oh, it's got a rich
nice toffee notes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
A lot of dark fruit in there.
When we come back next segment, we'll see if he's got any new beers coming out or
we got two.
You know. We've got two that we're drinking, or just see what
maybe is year 11
seasonal
hold?
In year 11. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Hey, it's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday morning for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports Can-Am and Sea-Doo in Russellville, where you can get rates as low as 0.99% on Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, and huge end-of-year savings with rebates up to $3,500. Plus additional in-store discounts.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But Daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back, find the deep mud hole. I got my baby and some rowdy friends of mine. It's beer time.
Beer time.
Beer time. I wish I could sing like that.
I talked to somebody about a new theme song.
Well, we've been waiting.
No, somebody. I did. I've got.
Okay.
Well, I've got somebody on the case, but it's too early to say who.
That's fine. I'll
give a hint. They dropped a new album. They're a Little Rock band. They dropped a new album last month. That's all I'm saying.
And I have no clue.
All right. Nope.
You know my Nobody music does. Genre is 90s alternative is pretty much where
which
I stay.
Which is a great.
Lithium on well, I shouldn't even mention it. Here we're on domestic radio, and I'm
all
not
well,
going to mention that.
You figured it out. It was the Toadies. Yeah. I wasn't going to tell you, but okay, the Toadies great. Are going to do
awesome.
The theme song. No.
You know, I think it's.
weren't they kind of alternative?
If I mean, had the. If I had the music, I would play the Masters opening, the CBS, the Masters, you know. You guys, I don't know if you are big golf fans, but
Masters
I am, but Masters,
yeah.
Great. It's the week. We're sitting here watching it in today's replay. But I plan on Saturday and Sunday do nothing but watch Masters. I know when my wife hears that, she's going to be mad, but I'm going to run by our friends up at Edwards Food Giant and find me something off that awesome meat counter to throw on the grill. Maybe some ribs, maybe a certified Angus beef steak or some Swift All Natural pork. But I'm going to find something. But you know I'm going to get those brats to do. But go check our friends out at Cantrell in Mississippi and Lakewood at Edwards Food Giant. And you can find John's beer there too. So
yeah, come get it.
Plenty of it. He's
go
got
get it.
Four SKUs there, I think. Maybe three. Maybe four.
He's thinking. He's
I wish I knew.
Yeah. Well, you pay people to know that. Not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man.
That's not your job. You just go buy it.
It is really, but
yeah. But so what's been up? You guys 10 years in. What's currently going on besides what's going on this weekend? What seasonal is currently out?
We just did the Babe Brew, which again is a collaboration with a nonprofit that empowers women in the industry and beyond, I suppose. We thought that was fitting because We have a lot of great women working for us.
Like a pink boots kind of thing?
Very similar.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have two female brewers, Jess and Leah, fantastic brewers. We have Megan, our taproom manager. She's great. And then we also have a couple bartenders, Morgan and Selena. And so they all do great for us. And so
they all get together and are...
Well, we all work together, but...
Well, I meant, like, did they help brew the beer? Or
The Bay Brew?
Yeah.
Not so much, but they actually did all, like, they do their own artwork for us.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, you know, it's marketed for them and us.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And I think it's cooler when
money goes back to them.
Yeah, it's cooler when you've been around beer industry like the three of us have. 10 years ago, they're really...
He's acting like he's a veteran.
Well, I am. I've paid a lot of your bills by drinking your beer. I've actually been around 20 years.
That's fair.
Years.
We'll count that.
And your beer's out. But
he went to work for a brewery, and then all of a sudden he's like, man,
I've been in the industry.
I've been.
He literally has been in the industry probably longer than we have, right?
Well, Scott, I will say this. You know a lot more than a lot of people that actually have been in the industry for a lot longer.
I'm a beer nerd, though.
I tried to get you in it like 10 years ago, and we couldn't make it happen. So
But 10 years ago, what I'm saying is there weren't nearly as many women in the industry.
No, absolutely.
Even not in sales. I mean, it was a male-dominated.
You have a couple brewers. Lost 40 here in town has a few brewers or cellar woman.
We've hired a new cellar woman at Southern Tail,
yeah,
and she'll start next week.
And I think that's awesome. I mean, really sex doesn't matter in the brewing and the beer industry.
No, especially on the brew deck. You didn't see it at all. Now it's... Which is how it should have been all along, but it wasn't. It just wasn't.
Well, I think beer for years, and I'm talking 50 years ago, was so male-dominated, and the man gets home, he has his beer, and that's just how it was, but it's starting to evolve into, you know, I just need somebody to make beer, good beer.
Yeah.
I don't care what they are. Just come make good beer. So
Women have better palates than men overall. Let's just face it. They do. They have better... taste,
well, they're better at a lot of things than we
that's
are.
A whole nother show.
Yeah. We don't want to get into that.
Hail to the ladies.
Yeah.
So what else you got going on there? First, I don't know if we – I know we said it when we first poured this up. This is great. This 10th anniversary beer is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it
turned
out.
If you're Rogers, Scott? Or around – yeah, go get some.
Well, I'm just asking. I got three empty cups over here.
How much more you got?
Go that way. We don't want to mess this up.
This is really excellent. Hey, when you do can it, will it be in the market here?
It will. So we're probably looking at very limited supply. I'm not sure where it'll be yet. I imagine it's going to get allocated to, you know, major liquor stores here in Central Arkansas. But to be honest, there's probably only going to be 40 cases or so out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got two barrels, basically?
No, we got four full. So
two of each, basically?
Well, I mean, four 53-gallon barrels.
Yeah.
You know, full of...
That's how an anniversary beer should be.
And then
it's here and it's gone, and you might replicate it or do something.
It's a one-off, man.
No, definitely a one-off. So
yeah, that's...
To tell on myself and, well, I guess what we had going on. I personally brewed this beer, but I brewed it twice.
Yeah.
The first time I brewed it, our boiler went down. I ended up having to dump it down the drain.
Oh. Yeah.
And so then about, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I had to brew it again. Gravity came in low, so I ended up boiling this beer till 3 a.m., boiled it for 4 hours, which... Obviously,
well, that's
helps the flavor, but
it's better throwing it away then than after it's been in the bottle or in the barrel.
Oh yeah, we tasted the barrels about a month ago, and they were all tasting fantastic then. And then when we popped pulled the nails the other day,
I gotta ask John, just because you are an old school guy, you cut your teeth brewing beer. Now your job is more running a brewery and you don't get to brew as much. Did you enjoy that?
I love brewing.
You're like thinking, I'm just going to go back as a brewer.
Well, I say that. I didn't love brewing beer and dumping it down the drain. I mean, that's painful.
Well, nobody does.
And
but I'd rather you do that than and like some breweries that do it and put it out still because the financials say we got to put it out.
Well, I don't think there was going to be any way to do that. Yeah. I mean, we were down for a couple of days, I think, on that one. But, yeah, and then I'm not sure. I love, you know, staying there till 3 a.m., but well worth it. I mean, I think this beer turned out fantastic.
Well, and here's the kicker.
I think it turned out fantastic.
And I'll say this. You've got great people that can brew your everyday beers. This, it's a little bit different. It's kind of like taking the hot rod out a car that you may have sitting in the garage that you only drive one, two, three times a year. It's not as fun as driving your car you drive every day.
That's true. I mean, so, I enjoy the actual physical process of brewing.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to do it here over the past 6 months quite a bit. And
did it make you think about going back to being a full-time brewer?
To be honest, like, if I could do that full-time, I would.
No, it probably made you think, God, I got to get another brewer in here so I don't have to do this anymore.
It's not feasible for me.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I mean, it really is. It's a lot of work.
Well, and see, that's the one thing I've never been a part of, a professional brewery's brew day. We've thrown out the hints. I know you have now.
Oh, yeah, but I just get yelled at.
We have thrown out the hints many a times of, like, when are we going to brew a Tap Time collaboration? Scott and I will come in, and you can abuse us.
Everybody's like, we'll call
but
you.
We've never gotten the call back, so.
I mean, you know the guy to call.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean.
That's what we need to do is do.
You said it, but I feel like at this point, you know, you want somebody else. But
no, we don't want to be pushy. We don't want to be.
I have dumped hops in.
The problem is, John, I will come up there like I own the place. Scott and I will be walking behind the bar, pouring our own beers. And next thing you know, y'all are in trouble. We're in trouble. And y'all are like, get the heck out of here.
Uh-oh.
We're good.
Bryce said the word. He said, heck.
Yeah.
Oh, now that I have gotten on the brew deck, I have to pour one bag in, but then I went right back to, like, they made me, like, sweep or carry a bag out or something. You got to earn that. Yeah. You got to earn that.
No.
Well, this would be a good segue because, we could use that in our Uncharted series. We're actually on our, I think, fifth iteration right now. We should be brewing here in a couple weeks, which is an Italian Pilsner.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was it.
Because when I had that yesterday, I actually looked up the style, the one from Bubba Ruth. I'm like, Italian Pilsner, let me look. I don't know many.
That's what do you put a little pasta in it? A little.
No, I just did this a lot. It's essentially just a dry hop German lager.
Yeah. And it was really tasty. Theirs was.
All right, John, I'm going to warn you. When we come back, we have about 2.5 minutes. So anything, I know you're well prepared and brought notes.
I think I'm out.
Anything we left off, this show flew by tonight, by the way. We could have went 2 hours tonight.
Should have brought a goat.
Damn.
We did have a goat in the studio one time.
We did. Rose brought one.
It was Heifer.
Yeah, we were doing something with Heifer, and they had a goat in here. Rose was in here, though.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Arkansas, your moment has arrived. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Southland Casino, is officially live in your state. Now you can make every matchup even more exciting with same-game parlays, money lines, player props, and more all from your phone. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. And to get things started, new Arkansas customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets instantly. No waiting, just non-stop action. Powered by America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code 1037 the buzz. New Arkansas customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets instantly. That's code 1037 the buzz. The crown is yours. In partnership with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Southland Casino. Gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. 21 and over. Arkansas only. Eligibility and restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see sportsbook.draftkings.com/promos.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Man, tonight has flown by, Scott. Real quick, I'm sure John's got a couple more things he needs to talk about, but he mentioned it earlier. Next Friday night, Arkansas Times Craft Beer Festival.
You know it. We'll be there.
You will be able to get any beer. Well, not any beer I deal with, but John's beer, Scott. You'll get New Province, Southern Tail.
Southern Tail.
Most of the craft I sell. Founders, Soul and Spirits, Avery, a few of those.
Ryan going to be here?
Ryan is going to be here.
Ah, see, yeah. There's worth coming.
Yeah, go, and you'll also be able to, I think you'll be able to get their new cider, Cardinal Cider, there as well.
It's very tasty. We're talking about Soul and Spirits for those who don't know. Ryan is a wonderful brewer. We at Southern Tail have several beers that'll be there. Come over and try some of those, and then go by the brewery.
Go ask for Scott. Because I want his.
Because I'm not going to be there.
I know exactly, but Google Arkansas Times Craft Beer Festival, and you can find all the info ways to get tickets.
Great festival.
Also, if you don't have anything to do this weekend, take that 2.5-3 hour drive up to Rogers. Go check out New Province. Go to Eventbrite. Right for the tickets.
Well, no, and just for Goat Yoga.
Oh, if you want to do Goat Yoga. And I'll say this, if somebody out there goes to Goat Yoga and takes a picture with a New Province beer and a goat and post it to Tap Time, like as a message,
you get a million
Scott,
bucks.
You can come up with some swag. I'll come up with some swag. Oh, yeah. John will come up with some swag and you'll get like a 3-pack of swag from Tap Time.
Let's call it a swag bag.
Swag bag.
Yeah. There you go.
Goat yoga
but
swag
you
bag.
Gotta post it to our Facebook page. So hey, real quick, John, you guys are in Rogers, but where exactly are you guys?
We are on 1310 West Hudson Road in Rogers.
And like I do nowadays, if you don't know exactly where you're going, there's a little app on your phone called Google Maps or Apple Maps.
Mine's just called Siri.
Just plug in New Providence Brewing
Company.
It'll
probably pop up, yeah.
And it probably will pop up and hit start your journey.
So, I hope anyone listening from up there is planning on going.
I hope we have some people down here going.
It's
going
to be the coolest thing. Yep.
I just want to thank everybody out there for the love and support over the last 10 years. It's really cool. So yeah, come celebrate with us on Saturday. Thanks so much.
Do one of the best breweries in Arkansas. We love them. Yep. They're great.
Go see them. What's great, John? You're celebrating 10 years. We celebrated 10 years in December. So
let's keep going.
I like let's to go for another 10. New province. Yeah, they opened because of us.
Because of us. So. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Cheers, y'all.
Thanks, y'all.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon right here on 103.7 The Buzz.